Hey guys, this is Mackenzie Zodi with Living Well with Dyslexia. I am here and I wanted to hop on and make a dyslexia podcast just discussing my journey with dyslexia and really just encouraging kids that you can do it. You can be successful if you're dyslexic. I am the owner of Living Well with Dyslexia. I'm your advocator, I'm your friend, and I'm your coach. I wanted to start out with just giving a little bit of insight into my diagnosis. So, it all started in first grade when every kid learns to read, but me. So, I went into my first grade year, all the kids kind of knowing how to read, starting to read the Harry Potter books, and me not even being able to read a children's book. And no one could figure out what was wrong with me. I had to work extra hard to learn how to read. I had to look at pictures in the picture books, and it was so embarrassing. I wanted to read the Harry Potter books, but those were not picture books, so I couldn't figure out what was going on. So sometimes I would sneak over to the Harry Potter section and get a book and act like I knew how to read it, but in reality, I really didn't. I went through all of elementary school not knowing what was wrong with me, not knowing, like, why can't I read like the normal kids? Like, is there something wrong with me? I had teachers yell at me because I would skip over words, and no teacher could pick out what was wrong with me. No one pointed at dyslexia ever, told my parents, besides a couple teachers told my parents to get me checked out. And that's what sparked the whole diagnosis. So in fourth grade, the school district would not do anything for me, would not do anything for me because I had all A's and I worked my butt off. And that really was upsetting because I wanted to be like the normal kids. I was working 10 times harder to read and working 10 times harder to do writing exercises and getting given the same amount of time that all the other kids were given. So this sparked me having a syndrome called IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. My stomach would hurt every time I went into school, and we found out later that this was stress because I was so stressed during school, and I would be so tense when I was doing everything that my little body, when I was little, just couldn't take it. So I was diagnosed with IBS, and then right afterward, I was diagnosed with dyslexia. After years and years of my parents wondering what was wrong with me, my mom finally got me tested, and they came back, and I remember specifically, it was so funny, I remember my mom being on the phone with my psychologist and writing down the word dyslexia, and, you know, I looked at the word, I was like, what is this word? And then I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, do I have like some kind of a, you know, issue? Like, I'm just confused. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was freaking out, but my mom's dad sat me down that night and was like, hey, listen, you have dyslexia. And I was like, what is that? What kind of disease is that? Like, first of all, I thought it was a disease. I was like, oh my gosh, I have a disease. And then my parents are like, no. The psychologist explained to us what it was. And they explained to me, it's a learning disability where you mispronounce words. It makes it 10 times harder for you to read because all the words are scattered everywhere. Basically, and your mind has to put it back together. And man, when I got told this, I'm telling you, my life changed in so many ways. Learning that I was just, you know, a regular kid with a learning disability just really, like, changed my life because there's nothing wrong with me. I just have a learning disability, and that's how I was made. That was just a total eye-opening experience when I got diagnosed. And to continue the IBS thing, after I found out, my irritable bowel syndrome got better because I started being less stressed in school, and, it was just awesome. But my parents continued to send me to public school for a year, And that was a good decision, but also it set me up for the next part of my story. I went into the first day of my 504 plan, and it was absolutely horrible. I was not taught coping mechanisms, and the education systems coping mechanisms that they teach are not even coping mechanisms. And I would have failed if I would have stayed in public school. I mean, I'm not even kidding. It seemed like really thrown together. Like they just didn't know what dyslexia was. And I thank my parents for taking me out of that and putting me into a all dyslexic private school. I know many kids do not have the resources to do this. My parents put me into a dyslexic school in Arlington, Texas, and that changed my life. They taught me coping mechanisms. They taught me how to underline with red, how to do all these simple things to make my life easier as a dyslexic. And I cannot thank my parents and that school enough for doing that. But not all kids can afford how much my parents paid for that school. And the public school gets grants, but in the end, they're not teaching the right resources. So that's where I come in, with my passion. Well, I'll explain that a little later, but to go along with my story, I went to the dyslexic school for 3 years. Man, that life-changing, again, life-changing. And then I ended up leaving and going to a private school in Colorado. They had the accommodation system down to a T. They taught me all the accommodations I can have, which most people are not told about these accommodations, and that's another thing messed up with the United States education system, and I don't mean to call them out, but I am, because they do not tell you all the accommodations that you are allowed to have, and it is a lot more than what they tell you. They were great, and also the mechanisms I was taught at my dyslexia school I went to, amazing. In high school, I was able to get A's and B's, no C's, all A's and B's, and I was able to do dual credit anatomy, and I worked my butt off, and I got a B in the class, worked my butt off, and it was a dual credit class. Man, I cannot thank the people that taught me coping mechanisms and all the encouragements and everything. First of all, because now I don't have irritable bowel syndrome, and secondly, just because I'm able to be successful in life. If I was not able to be taught these, I don't think I would be as, I wouldn't be at the college I'm at. I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So in high school, I was given the right resources and I was able to succeed. And man, it was amazing. High school was awesome. I learned my passion for business, and that is where living well with dyslexia comes in. I was able to write a business plan, and again, write a business plan. I was able to write. That is amazing, because a lot of kids with dyslexia have dysgraphia, and it makes it difficult for them to write. So that is just amazing, and I have realized to appreciate all my accomplishments, because not many people with dyslexia get the opportunities of fixing their coping mechanisms, or learning coping mechanisms, as I should say. And I was able to go to college, and I'm at Abilene Christian University and I have a 4.0 in college. And man, if that's not a testimony to how dyslexia is manageable and doable, I don't know what is. I think that if all public schools, it's a dream, but if all public schools were able to help kids with dyslexia the way I was able to be helped, I think that everyone would be able to succeed and have the same career opportunities. But that's a dream, as I said. So that's why I made Living Well with Dyslexia. I want to help kids and make it affordable for parents And I just want to be their advocate. I want to be their friend. I want to be their counselor. I want to be there for them. And I will literally walk through high school. After you're done with my sessions, I will be your advocator still. And I will be your friend. If they want to text me and say they're having an issue, I'll get on the phone and I'll call them when I can. I want to be their advocate. And that is why I believe so much in living well with dyslexia, because it's less expensive and it is just the most, I don't think I've ever been more passionate about something in my life. And I just feel so bad for the people that just do not have the resources I have. But listen, if you're listening to this podcast and you're dyslexic, let me just send you out an encouragement right now. Dyslexia is doable. You can get through school. Did you know that dyslexics have the highest dropout rates? And you know why this is? It's because they're not given the resources. They're not given the resources to be able to be successful. It's not setting them up for success. I want to send out encouragement. If you're dyslexic and let's just say your parents can't afford this, please, 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 please reach out to me. I want to be able to help anyone and everyone I can so they can be successful in life. There's so many dyslexics that are successful, and you see them, they're actors, they're entrepreneurs, they're all kinds of successful people and leaders, and I want to help you with that. You can make it through school, you can make it through high school, you can make it through college if you want to go to college. You can make it through. You can find a career path. You're not dumb. You're not dumb. Let me repeat that. You are not dumb. Do not ever think you're dumb because you can't read. You are loved. You are made with a purpose. And I just encourage you that. Encourage you in that. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I just want you to know that I have a passion. I have a passion for dyslexia. I have a passion to help others succeed. Even though I have issues myself with dyslexia still, I'm not saying it's going to go away. I'm saying you can conquer it every day if you have the right resources. Let me help you get those right resources. Let me tell you the resources that are available. Give me that chance, and I promise I will transform you into tomorrow's leaders. Thank you so, so much for listening to my podcast. I just want all dyslexics to know that you can be successful. Let's do this together. Let's navigate together. Thank you so much on behalf of Living Well with Dyslexia. Everyone, have a great day.